This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to have Lisa Oldham join us. Lisa is taking time out from her crazily busy situation right now. She's chief nursing officer of a 400-bed hospital plus a vice president there. In a well-regarded hospital, one that's been a magnet hospital, a Baldrige winner. And she's going to take time out to talk to us about what she sees with coronavirus and more. Lisa, take a moment and introduce yourself.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Dr. Lisa Oldham. I have the privilege of being the Chief Nursing Officer and Vice President of Patient Care Services at an amazing organization. I also have the expert ability to have been a professor at two local colleges for over 17 years to really help with the development of nurses in our communities.
Lisa, Dr. Oldham, tell me again, what hospital are you at?
Orange Regional Medical Center in Orange County, New York.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much. And tell us, take a moment and tell us how COVID-19 is impacting your role today in the health system. Tell us what's going on the front line.
So before March 11th, when we got our first patient, you know, we had a very different world. It was a different hospital. It was a great hospital, well-recognized nationally. And what I've seen in the last 3 weeks was a team really change the face of healthcare so we could provide care for our patients, our community, and keep everyone within our walls safe.
And how proud of you are you of that team, and any words of encouragement for that team and other healthcare workers?
I have the most amazing staff I have ever worked with in my 35 years in administration. We are a highly reliable organization. We have daily communication. We're from the executive team all the way down to the front line. Everybody has access to information on a regular basis. And I think that's really been amazing, because a nurse that was a med-surg nurse 3 weeks ago is now working in critical care. And we've had no pushback. We've had people being engaged. We've had people step up. And it's just really been amazing.
Fantastic. And what does it look like on the ground floor today? Are you triaging patients for testing? Is it overwhelmed ICUs? What does it look like? What does the system look like today?
We have definitely seen a large increase in critical care patients. The patients that are affected really do get sick quickly and need that intense care by both the providers and the nurses in very quick time. And the joy is that we have had some patients that we've been able to recover and discharge. So we are doing good things out there, and things are changing every day, and more information is coming to us. But our team has really done a lot of that within the walls of our organization, and not so much with, because we're not down in the city, New York City, where we're located further up north. You know, we've done a lot of it on our own and within our hospital system.
And are you seeing this fear of peak of hospital ICU beds overwhelmed, or how does that look?
So it's certainly a concern. You know, we're definitely hitting a peak right now as we speak. We're at our highest level. However, the biggest challenge is really the technology and getting the equipment to manage. But we're pulling equipment out of an endoscopy room and putting it into a critical care room. We're pulling whatever we can to make these departments as safe as possible. And again, it takes a village to do this.
Are you yet using sort of anesthesia machines for ventilation too? Is that going on yet, or prepared to do that?
We are prepared to do that as well. We're prepared to double up vents. We're looking at every option we need to. We've got it played out all the way to the point of the entire organization, and even having beds out in a tent outside. Fortunately, we haven't gotten there yet, but we do have an executive plan that's already been worked out as a surge plan to increase our capacity by over 50% if we need to. But we're very hopeful that, you know, things will turn around. We won't need that.
And you're a little bit closer to the front line than a lot of other systems in the country that are just starting to see this growth and rise. Any quick advice for other providers?
Communication is key. and keeping it document control, because things change every day. The type of PPE we used a week ago is different than what we're using today. And making sure that everybody understands that these changes are necessary and that they have that information firsthand so they can adopt and change their practice on a day-to-day basis is really key.
So communication, document control, evolutions in how you're using PPE, also evolutions in how you're using just overall equipment in the hospital too, and I'm sure the mix of how the biomedical team works with the providers and everything too, just fantastic. Lisa, any other optimistic words for the long run? Will we get through this at some point? Will the system start to get better? Any thoughts for the future?
Yeah, every day when I make my rounds, I always say the term, you know, today is one more day closer to when this will be over, and then we'll be celebrating all the great work we did. We have to be positive. We have to laugh. We have to smile. We have to thank each other. We're in this together, and, you know, we are making a difference. You know, the outpouring that we've seen from our community has been unbelievable. I've had probably pizzas and wings and anything else delivered almost on a day-to-day basis to feed our staff so that they have the food to keep caring for their patients. You know, we're trying to take care of each other in a crisis. And, you know, even going into a coffee shop and somebody saying, here's a free cup of coffee, thank you for being a nurse, has just been really touching to our hearts. So I really want to thank everybody for that kind of support.
One last question. The feeling of the staff when a COVID-19 patient recovers and is discharged from the hospital?
You know, when this first happened, there was anxiety. It was something new. It was something that was uncertain, and there were a lot of questions. And there's still a lot of questions. But I think the fact that our team has come together to really care for these patients, when we have a patient have a success, We're celebrating. We're celebrating the work that we're doing. We're celebrating that we're doing it together, and we're doing it in very creative ways. And, you know, we recognize that our hospital, as wonderful as it was 3 weeks ago, will be a different hospital when this ends. And we're going to take some of the great things that we've created and worked out and made overnight and be able to really move forward to do more great things, because we need to be prepared for the future and what else may happen.
Well, Dr. Oldham, I want to thank you. You've been literally one of the best guests I've talked to in years. Just a pleasure to hear your voice and your thoughts on this, and so encouraging in a difficult, challenging time. What a terrific leader and person you are. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you as well, and wash your hands and stay safe, everybody.
Thank you so much. We are trying to do it constantly. Thank you very, very much, Dr. Oldham.